We pray all are doing well. We love and miss all of you greatly. Looking forward to the time we can all be together again in the Lord's house. We're living in a world of uncertainties. In some way or another, this coronavirus, COVID-19, has affected all of us. Many may be going through periods of fear, depression, or even grief due to drastic changes in our lives. Here are just a few of those changes many may be going through. Those who were going to school are all now homeschooled. You may have felt the separation of friends. There are those who have lost their jobs. People who may be feeling financial struggles, stock market crashes, 401k retirement losses, families separated and unable to get together, nursing homes locked down and unable to get together with their family and friends and loved ones. Many are in quarantine. Others in hospitals trying to recover, and others struggling to breathe, dying of this horrible virus. And the one that I haven't yet mentioned that we, as one of the Lord's assemblies, have felt tremendously is not being able to join together in church. How many have felt grief over not being able to assemble together? Each of us may be grieving our losses in different ways. Even though we are living in uncertain times, we have a God of certainty. There are times that we don't know what to do, but God is more than capable of meeting our greatest needs and concerns. Psalm 139, verses 1 through 14 declares, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsetting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy Spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from Thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee. For Thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. The omniscient God whom we serve knows all about us. God's hand is upon us, and He is watching over His people at all times, especially in times like these. God knows that we sometimes fret and worry over things, like fear of our family members contacting the virus, or maybe anger and frustration over what is or what is not being done to help remedy the pandemic. He knows that we have struggles, but that, my friends, is why He never slumbers or sleeps and is always there on our behalf. God is not surprised about this virus outbreak. He knows all things, past, present, and future. He is on the throne and is still very much in control. If listening to the news or checking updates about this coronavirus causes us to be fearful or depressed, then it may be time for us to refocus. But how can we do that, especially when we have children that are caregivers, nurses, etc., or others who may have underlying conditions that if they contacted the virus, it might kill them? We all know this fact, that prayer is much more valuable than worry and anxiety. Lord, please help us let go and place our trust in you. Someone once asked this wise question, have you prayed about it as much as you've talked about it? God has been carrying his people through times of uncertainty since he created the world, and he will continue to do so until he returns for us. The other day I saw in an illustration the Peanuts character Linus giving Charlie Brown, who looked down and out, this bit of advice. Whatever is worrying you right now, forget about it. Take a deep breath and trust in God. You all know the chorus of the song, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow, which states, many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. I'm sure that you've heard this statement. When we have nothing left but God, we discover that God is enough. So in this world of uncertainty and fears of COVID-19, we need to be cautious. Obey the governmental guidelines as much as possible. Practice social distancing. Stay at home as much as possible. But most of all, pray and trust in the one who made you, saved you, preserves and watches over you. God knows what lies ahead, and he's already prepared your way. Just rely upon a faithful God to guide you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. May God's protection, comfort, and love be upon you and your families. May God bless.